Let's open our Bibles to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 2. I'll be sharing from the King James Version Bible. Let's go. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. We've been talking about creating with God in blood covenant. This is episode 3 of this particular series. It's designed to help us take scriptures that we all know and love and examine the elements of blood covenant. If you like these teachings, I just did a series of 16 episodes of being born again of blood covenant. I think will be a blessing to you. So subscribe and join along in the ride of some funky revelation, but at the same time an overcoming life of victory. It's not so much what you say, it's how you create with God as one. So here today in this series, episode 3, we learned that in verse 1, in the beginning, which means to move the thoughts, to shake the head, it's the Hebrew word ash. And it's there that God created. The word God is the word Elohim, which means covenant God. It represents the Trinity, and it describes how God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit begin to create through the moving of the thoughts, desire, making one desire. And in this word create, it means to cut, to shape, to form, to make one, but it also means to release the liquid elements, which are the elements of blood covenant. In the beginning, God created. So we see verse 2, the earth was without shape, the earth was without form, the earth was void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, or what existed was not yet made one through the elements of blood covenant. Which is desire. Friends, it's better than the law of attraction. Isn't that good? Because the law of attraction doesn't make one through blood. Blood bears record. Blood sews together, blood binds together, one in the Godhead. And what comes out of the blood bears record and testifies of the life, the water, that life that's in the blood. In fact, what is created in blood steps out in the image of life. And the Spirit takes of the Father and begins to shape that life. The Spirit takes of Jesus and begins to shape that life as one. In the beginning, God created. And it says the Spirit moved upon the face of the waters. This word moved is a is a word that means to fertilize. Or release the elements of blood covenant. And wherever these elements are released upon and into, it brings what they want to create not only to a place of being one, bound together in the elements of blood covenant, but it causes whatever is bound together as one to enter into rest. That's why every disciple has to learn what it really means to be born again of blood covenant before they learn what to say. Isn't that good? Huh? I hear the Amen Corner out there. But I love what it says, the Spirit moved. The Spirit of God is the same God in Genesis 1, but now we see them moving from the heart, from their thoughts. God, Elohim, God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, God the Son. In the New Testament, you must be born again to see into the kingdom of God. The word God is Theos, and it means Trinity. And whatever is born of God is born of blood covenant. What's so interesting to me when we talk about this word spirit, and I'll come back to the word face in another teaching, but the word spirit here, yes, means ruach, yes, means breath, yes, means prophetic spirit, yes, means all of the above nostrils. But you see, breath cuts open. Breath pulls to, in order to join as one. Breath releases what you've joined as one to where it is desired to go. And breath also means to huff. Breath also means to puff. Breath also means to create. You see, in the book of Ezekiel, he had a revelation in chapter 37, what it means to prophesy to breath, but he didn't have a revelation on how to create with God in breath. And what makes this so wonderful is that when you think about the breath of God, the nostrils of God, we must look at it from the viewpoint of Elohim. Two nostrils for the Father, two nostrils for the Holy Spirit, two nostrils for Jesus, two nostrils for you. Or the church, multitudes and multitudes of nostrils creating with God in blood covenant. John heard the voice, or the sound, I should say, of many waters. Spirit moved upon the waters, verse 2, right? And it's here that in these two nostrils of the Father, two nostrils of the Holy Spirit, two nostrils of Jesus, two nostrils of the disciple made one. You know, Jeremiah saw this. Moses saw this. Job saw this. That's why the word spirit or ruach means the executive and administrative power. To pull, to snuff, to huff, to puff, to blow. But Ezekiel, when you study the word breath in Exodus, in Ezekiel 37, you will see that it means the same thing here, a quarter of the north wind, a quarter of the east wind, a quarter of the south wind, a quarter of the west wind. Ruach. The north wind is not the face of an eagle, but the two nostrils of the Father. The south wind is not the face of the man, but the two nostrils of the face of man. The east wind is not the lion that overcomes, but the nostrils of Jesus. North wind, east wind, south wind, west wind, you got it. See the pattern? Put your hand under your nose, blow on it through your nostrils. Feel the wind. So, in order to understand the work of prophecy in the kingdom, we must understand the administrative and executive work of Elohim and the spirit of Elohim to create. So when you see the spirit blowing from his nostrils and you're breathing and creating with the Godhead as one, the spirit is moving upon to take of the Father, to give to what you are creating through the Son, through breath. And when you understand that whatever desire that you have been given to create, when you're breathing with God and creating with God, then you have to know the work of the Spirit. You have to know the administrative work of Jesus is to breathe and create with you as the door for the Father to be revealed. Jesus says, I only do what I see the Father do. And it's the Father's goodwill to reveal by the Spirit through Jesus who Jesus is through breath. So when you create, you are creating with Jesus as one, because he's the head and we are the body. and folk so far. Notice the spirit moved. The spirit has not said a word. What is spoken? Jesus has not yet said a word. What is spoken? The Father has not yet said a word. What is spoken? We're out of time. I've got a booklet, Prophetic Imagination, The Nostrils of God, that talk a little bit about these works of creativity. I love musing upon the revelation, and I'm not trying to sell you a book. But I have it written for my own journal. And in the 6 or 7 months that I have been teaching on this, I have journal upon journal of revelation in many booklets, in many forms. But one thing that I want to say is that most of what we heard about creating with God has been from the outside looking in, rather from the viewpoint of blood covenant. And that's why I desire to share with you the mission that I have been given from God to teach God's people the message that the Lord spoke to Moses: keep my covenant, create with my covenant. Joshua also saw the heavenly pattern, but at the same time, the message that he received was to be given to the children of Israel. And Jesus carried that heavenly pattern and transferred that heavenly pattern to create with him in prayer. And I'm not talking about the prayer that we know it as, communing with God upon our hearts, but prayer is creating with God as one in blood covenant. So that the Lord can raise up a kingdom, because blood covenant reveals and exposes who's really living in the kingdom. And blood covenant reveals who is really a priest, a teaching priest in the kingdom, and a teaching king in the kingdom to rule and reign after the spirit of adoption, after the heavenly pattern that God has given to us. So today I just want to invite you to follow along with these notifications and be part of Google Classroom School of Blood Covenant. Thanks for listening in today. I'm out of time. Steal away in the secret place, creating with God in blood covenant. Amen.